Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
In the face! In the face!
I'll show one of our... You look up on your phone, in the face. Pete Lee later on, going to be on the phone with us. Pete's at the Funny Bone in Omaha this weekend starting
Friday. Oh, we have
Friday.
A new coolest monkey in the jungle now. Petey Mack is here.
Petey Mack. Also,
some of our
Nick Allen.
Commenters are brilliant because we put the picture of the H&M had a young black guy modeling a hoodie.
No, it's a black kid.
Kid.
It's horrible. Yeah.
It's kid,
horrible.
Like 6 or 7 year old kid.
Horrible. Tone deaf advertising.
Yeah, coolest monkey in the jungle. And then one of our commenters said, you know, that wouldn't be a big deal if it was on a white kid.
Exactly.
But you know
exactly.
Where they're
exactly.
You know where they're.
Yeah. Jeez. But somebody did point out to him
that was kind of the angle. Was that guy coming from the angle? What's the big deal?
I don't know.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Screw that guy.
But somebody said
people are such tone deaf idiots. You know, white people we're not discriminated against. Shut up.
My mind is blown.
It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. Good luck convincing the Ditkas.
I know. I can't. Yeah. But I'm going to continue to do it though. But don't in 25 years.
You hear of sponsors leaving athletes or people that make bad decisions.
Right.
You rarely hear of people just like leaving companies. And the weekend, he's, you know, one of them top 40 guys or whatever.
Yeah, no, he is. Yeah.
I guess he must have been tied in with H&M. And
he said,
I'm done. I'm out. This is stupid.
Well, because of that.
Yeah, because of that.
Really?
Exact instance.
It sat around a board meeting and somebody said, what about this ad?
How many levels of people did that get through?
Idiots.
Like somebody created it. They showed it to their boss. They took it to a meeting. They all sat around and looked at it.
Right.
And they're like, oh, this is great. Look at this kid. This is perfect.
No.
Cute kid.
On the sweatshirt. Actually, on the sweatshirt.
Cute kid.
Coolest monkey in the jungle.
Yay.
On like an 8-year-old black kid.
He'd look good in a monkey hoodie.
Idiots. Just, I
the thing is, I knew that comment was going to come right as I was posting it. I went,
"Oh yeah, you
this
knew
is going to go off the rails in like three comments."
Yeah, we had a guy yesterday. I'm not really going to say the name or anything. I think he does listen to the lobby. He just got all mad and he goes, "You know, the reason people voted for Trump is because I live in Florida now, and there's Puerto Ricans everywhere." I'm thinking, it's the United States. And since we didn't fix Puerto Rico, they're just coming to their own country and staying here in the mainland. But he was talking about people speaking Spanish everywhere. I said, well, then don't learn. They're eventually going to learn English.
Why didn't you use the old Trumpism on him?
I didn't really want to get it. I recognize the name. He moved from Texas, and then now he lives in Florida. He's been listening to us for years online, and I just don't understand that mindset, so I don't want to get there.
Well,
I don't want to get there.
First of all, how about investigate the community? And if a bunch of people speaking Spanish around you offends you, then go somewhere else.
Yeah, there's a lot of towns in Florida, a lot of towns in the country.
Well, I shouldn't have to move. I speak English.
Right. God, people.
I can suggest a town where they speak, Czechoslovakian.
Yeah, but that's white people.
Probably in the middle of this state.
But that's white people.
Well, then come on up here.
You're right.
You will not be surrounded by Spanish if you come on up to my neck of the woods.
Yeah, a lot of
don't say neck.
And he actually said something about Puerto Rico in there. I said, I don't think you really know that Puerto Rico's United States.
Now why are they here?
Because we're not helping their country. Excuse me, their island.
Right.
They're all moving
which
there.
Island?
Which
island? We kind of forgot about them. And I don't know
why.
Yeah,
you knew that. I could see you put that down. You knew it was going to come. that comment.
More people should be ashamed of the way Puerto Rico was treated.
Oh, big time. Yeah. It's still bad.
And the reason.
It's still bad.
The reason it was treated like it was treated. You should be even more ashamed.
Well, we all know why.
Of course we do.
They're Puerto Ricans.
Because there's a lot of big ocean around it.
Right.
It's hard to get to. It takes time.
And it will never be a state. Because they're afraid. Although
yeah. It's really tough to get to. Only millions of people are able to get there every year.
Right.
It's a big ocean.
Big ocean. Very big ocean. Big ocean.
I love the poorly educated.
You do. I don't mean that. That wasn't a clue to do any more about him. Do something else.
Yeah.
Born on this date, however dead now.
Yeah, do that one. Born on this date, however dead now. That's always a good segue.
The most searched term is lesbian. It's always the answer.
Well, it has been for the last 2 or 3 years.
No, for anything. The most searched term on Google, lesbian.
Naked.
Yeah, that was number one. Let's see.
Who's dead now?
Linda Lovelace.
Oh, speaking of porn. All right.
Yeah, she was born on this date in 1949.
Who's that?
Linda Lovelace. Oh, yeah. Born on this date, however dead now.
Deep Throat fame.
I never saw that movie.
It's a great movie. It's dated.
Yeah, I figured.
It's just porn, but it's dated. Her magic button was,
located
right in the throat.
Located near
right in the throat.
Uvula.
Right. Right in the turkey hole.
Yeah, right in the turkey hole. Yeah, that's right. That's right. John, where was that?
Right there in the turkey hole.
There you go. Thank you, John. Good and check it out.
Lesbian was the most searched for term of 2017, according to Pornhub. At number two, this crowd will never guess it. It's hentai.
What?
Oh. Is it Asian?
Yeah.
Peter guessed it.
Is that that animation stuff?
Yes, I do believe
anime.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's that spelled?
H-E-N-T-A-I.
Like it sounds.
T-A-I.
Yes.
How about hog tie?
How about it?
If you're
that's
in
not
hog,
in the top right, search
hog
terms.
Hog tie porn. Yeah.
Right.
That's not in the top search
gotta
terms.
Hurt.
Is that
that's
your most searched word?
Most searched in the Midwest.
By Todd.
Hog tie.
MILF comes in at number three.
Yeah, MILF's usually about 30.
Right.
Followed by stepmom, stepsister, and mom.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. Yeah, I don't mind the stepmom, stepsister.
So three, four,
but when they start saying
five,
mom
six.
In those videos, it's like, shut up.
Yeah, so
dude.
3, 4, 5, and six are MILF, stepmom, stepsister, and mom.
Yeah.
Followed by teen, Japanese, and massage.
Oh. Yeah, the step-parents and the step-kids.
I got no problem with that.
Have been a pretty recent phenomenon, right. Though. In the last 3 or 4 years.
Porn trends.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to stay on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
You do. And
we're on the bottom.
Yeah.
Or on the side, which nobody does that side
no,
thing.
That's
stupid.
That's exclusively right. For porn.
Yeah.
And we thank you for being uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's just very uncomfortable.
Ladies.
And the most searched for porn star.
I ain't thanking him.
Was Riley Reed.
Not familiar.
Todd wrote it down.
He's not R-E-I-D.
Be quiet. I hear Todd typing. You'll hear it. You can actually hear it on the radio. He types.
Riley Reed, R-E-I-D. Mia Khalifa at number two. Lisa Ann at number three. Kim Kardashian at number four.
Just that one video.
Yeah,
man.
She's not
and
a porn star.
And then Sunny Leone.
Oh, we agree on Sunny.
Now, Sally's kind of gone legit, hasn't she? I don't think she's done porn
she
for
doesn't
a while.
Do it, but she's got a lot in the bank, though.
Yeah, but I think she's a legitimate Bollywood actress at this
I think
point.
She is, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Tyler doesn't know Riley Reed. I just Googled her.
I will now. What, my type?
Yep. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, you'll like Riley Reed.
Now you guys suck with your computers in front of you. I got a computer, but it's got sound effects and
you
music.
Don't know how to use it.
Well, I can't keep talking and type. I can't type
no,
and talk at
can't.
The same time.
Yeah, but you got a phone that. And you know how to.
I know how to. Oh, believe me, that's one of my favorites.
You know how to erase
clear
the
your history.
History.
Clear your history. Yeah. On your phone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Out of Arizona, KNXV TV is reporting on 69-year-old Linda Jean Fawn. Her husband told police that she barged into the bathroom while he was using the restroom, and fired two shots above his head, according to a police report. She told officers that she shot two bullets at the wall above his head to make him listen to me.
At least the woman's crazy here.
Well, that should get your attention.
Police say the shots were fired about 7 inches above the man's head as he was slouched on the toilet. Man. You would be. Somebody comes in with a gun while you're sitting there on the toilet, you're going to slouch.
And then he pooped more with the gunshots, don't you think?
You would assume.
at least it wasn't his pants at that point.
She's now been charged with aggravated assault.
God, I read a story yesterday. It's just too brutal for the air, but I'm not going to go into the details. But it was a dude walked out to have a cigarette. His wife changed the football game. He came back in. They got an argument, and he killed her.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the headline was basically, husband kills wife over a TV channel.
But I'm not going to go into details because it's kind of brutal.
That's pretty brutal.
But she shot him in the face.
Oh.
I just made that up.
No, you did. No, it was he. He killed her.
Oh, he killed her.
He killed her.
Okay.
She changed the channel.
All right.
Well, it would have been even more brutal the other way around.
Yeah.
Good thing we didn't report that.
Well, a lot of guys. Well, I was going to, but just if it went along nice with that story, I'd forgotten about it. Actually,
it was a good companion piece.
Right.
I actually do hate that.
What?
When you know you're watching something and
somebody changed the channel.
Well, okay, but yes, but you're not actually recording the show. But you want to be able to go back. You're walking out of the room.
Right.
You would like the ability to rewind, fast forward.
You want
forward.
The ability to rewind and see what you missed when you walked out of the room.
And once you change channels, it defeats that.
You can't do that anymore.
I know I'm not in the room, but I'm still watching this.
Yeah.
I've done that. I'm still watching that. Now, I'll leave the room.
That doesn't mean I
want always say don't touch it as I walk out.
Well,
and I get mad when you yell that.
Okay, but then there's, you know, it's happened to me when no one else was in the room. I walked out, but then someone else walked in.
Yeah.
Hey, there's nobody here.
And then hijacked the TV.
Yeah,
and
then I was watching that.
That's why there's no guns in my house.
Yeah, now I don't want to kill anyone for that reason.
No, not for that reason. More important reasons, actually, but not that one.
But you are briefly enraged.
Yes, I mention it.
When that happens.
I mention it. I make sure someone knows that there is some dissatisfaction.
And does it happen again?
I don't watch a whole lot of TV on that one.
Yeah.
On that TV, so it works out. Microsoft now part of a project that hopes to develop a universal blood test for hundreds of diseases. They're partnering with a Seattle biotech called Adaptive Technologies on the work. It will invest an undisclosed sum and offer cloud computing and machine learning services. They say the combined value is in the hundreds of millions of dollars, but that's cool. A blood test that'll look for just about anything.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a waste when we should be spending all our money to find out if people are stoned.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to invest millions into that to make sure we can find out people are stoned. So we can arrest them and put them in jail.
Yeah.
And make money off of prisons. Screw finding diseases.
Kodak is moving into the cryptocurrency economy. I don't know what they get out of this. I haven't looked into this.
How do you start your own?
But Kodak has announced its digital currency called Kodak Coin.
Wow.
They're going to launch the sale of Kodak.
Well, you might as well get on it right away, because if it's going to go, I mean, just get on it right away in case it shoots up.
It could go down.
That's a good.
Well, don't put a bunch in. Like, do LD, $10.
I like that Paul Simon song.
Yeah. That's Kodak Chrome.
Kodak Coin.
Yeah.
Kodak Coin. Mama, don't take my Kodak Coin.
Mama, don't take my Kodak Coin away.
That's going to start up at the end of January.
I still like U.S. cash.
Well,
I know. Don't yell at me.
Okay, but
Bitcoin went down.
What? Here's the deal.
What?
The news caused Kodak's stock price to skyrocket nearly 200% in the day.
Yeah.
Now, you understand that.
I'm not a financial wizard. Pretty obvious. I just, you know.
That means the American dollars that the Kodak stock was worth increased.
There you go.
Which would be to your liking.
If you had Kodak stock.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a rapper now, Kodak. Obviously. Kodak stock.
Probably is.
How about stable foreign currencies? Are you cool with stable foreign
currencies? Don't yell at me.
That was just a question.
You're a financial whiz. Do what you want.
No.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Just a question.
No, I don't know. No, I know because the dollar usually is the most stable. At least at this point. Because it's back with In God We Trust.
See, we don't know that.
I know.
There could be other stable currencies out there. Yeah, we just don't study them.
Yeah, yeah. Canadian, the pound. The dong. Put all your money in dong. Let a puss tell you
right.
that.
The dong, I think, is up and down.
You hope.
There's a strong dong market out there sometimes.
Right now, there's a strong
dong market.
Hasn't been for a while. I don't
know. No, but when is the dong down?
Sad. Crying.
It's crying.
Yeah.
Well, call me. I mean, is there future projections on the dong?
We could jump on the dong.
They're expecting
and make a lot of cash.
Yeah. A bulldog market.
It's not looking good
for the dong.
Yeah.
Not even future good. Dong.
No future dong.
But if you buy a bunch of dong futures, will the dong go up eventually?
No.
Donger stay need
up.
Food.
I want the dong to stay up.
Donger need food.
No, you don't.
No, you want the dong to stay up. That way, if you invest, it stays up there, and you want that market raging.
I don't know what's more scary, a bull dong market or a bear dong market.
Well, bull means it's good.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Yeah, I think.
I don't think I want either. I don't want any part of either of them.
You'd put all your money in dong if you could. If you knew it was going to stay strong, that market.
Strong dong.
Stay strong and upright.
Oh, my God. Strong dong market.
Always dong up.
Right. Always we should host a dong currency show.
Up.
I put all my money in dong. Telling you, man, it's the future.
Oh, man.
Future.
Well, that could be a... little podcast we do on the side.
Just follow the dong.
Yeah. The dong report.
Todd and Tyler's dongcast. And we just give you the reports.
Yeah.
Just the facts about what happened with the dong.
Housing's up. Dong is up. Pretty obvious. The dong is worth more now than it's ever been.
Yeah.
I would say that.
To you?
Of course you'd say that.
To who we talk about.
How much dong you got in the bank, Craig?
Hey, man.
Not really. About what you think about with the dong?
So what are you asking me? If I was banking dong last night?
Yes, you were. Went to the dong bank last night, which is just a bank, really, here in dong territory.
That's true.
All right.
Dong seems to be slipping a little bit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We could prop up the dong with some extra cash. We could convert our U.S. money to dong. Might prop it up. If you prop up the dong, it's going to return stronger than ever. Petey will tell you that.
What movie is that where that character was dong? I can't place it.
It's all those 16 lines. Candles.
16 candles.
All those lines are going through my head. Dong, grandfather is talking to you, dong.
I'll bet you dollars to dongs. The Vietnamese dong
is huge.
$1 equals 22,700 Vietnamese dong.
You know, the dong can't go down any more than that, don't you think?
Wow. Looks like
dong has to go eventually shoot back up.
It looks like it is.
Yeah, but if you're looking
at the peso ain't worth crap.
Oh, the peso is valuable compared to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many peso for a dong?
I have to get my peso to dong calculator out.
I'll do that during the break.
I will.
All right. Pete Lee and Nick Allen. A little sports with Petey Mac coming up. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.